Amen. Lord, you are high above the realms of the earth.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you because we have come to that time in which the laws and the principles and the powers of the earth will be put under our feet.
Amen.
And we will begin to operate by the laws of immortality, the laws of the spirit. For the time has come for that man to comfort, who will have dominion over the waves, over the elements, over the fruit, over the strength of the earth. For you are the Lord.
Amen.
And you are the people, and your people are the Lord. Lord, we thank you for that strength that you have brought, and for the sealing that you are bringing at this time. Lord, we thank you for the tribulation that we see coming, because we know as the waves of the flood we are coming, Noah began to climb higher. We thank you for the waves. We thank you for the Islamic insurgents. We thank you for this sixth trumpet, because we know it is the time for this man, the man of the sixth day, to have dominion.
Amen.
Over the realms of the earth.
Amen.
Over the fishes, over the beasts. This white beast, say the noisome beasts, very bad manifestations because of the spirits that have access to the souls of men. Lord, we pray today that you make the vision very clear. Lord, write the vision very plainly upon our hearts.
Amen.
Open our eyes of understanding. Open our understanding. Anoint our ears. Release our discernment. Cleanse our lips. Grant us ability to lay hold and to join ourselves to that which is good, to resist the evil and reject and receive that which is right. We bring your rebuke upon every spirit.
Amen.
That has come to eavesdrop or to interfere. We apportion unto them the judgment written.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We ask for a liberty in the spirit, strength. Let the entrance of your word, let your word be soaked with life.
Amen.
Let it not be empty words.
Amen.
But let it be words that are filled with the very dew of heaven.
Amen.
Even the corn of heaven.
Amen.
Even the sweet wine refined on the leaves. That in this mountain, the covering of death will be broken.
Amen.
Every yoke that is not of God will be broken.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Blessed be your name. We bless your name. We say your name is very good.
Yes.
Wonderful. Wonderful you are to us, O God. Hallelujah. Sweet to our taste. We worship your name. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 It's good again to come to this place. There are some congregations we go to, there are just a couple of people, a handful. We went to Ukraine in February, there were just a handful of brethren, just about, not up to 10. And they're going very strong. Amen.
Amen.
How much more you that are more than a handful? So you are a very big crowd by the standard of God. Amen. By a standard, you are very small. But by the standard of what we have seen in many places, this is a mighty troop. So God is anointing us because the battle is changing. And when you see the battle changing, then you know you also have to change. So every one of us, we know what's happening in the world now. That darkness has been given an authority to manifest. And that is because God is also anointing the two witnesses to also prophesy. Because the city, this city will be built in troublous times. So, if you are at ease in Zion, then you have to shake away that ease and get ready for war. So, Joel prophesied, says, prepare war. He didn't say prepare for war, prepare war. And then he said something else in Joel. He said, wake up the mighty men. Because you can be mighty, but you are asleep. The psalmist says that the children of Ephraim, being armed for war, with bows and arrows, turn back in the day of battle. So would it not be something very, very bad that you and I, in this heat of the battle, our strength will leave us? Because this is the time to be strong. This is the first time in the history of Israel when America has departed from Israel. This is the first time when the foreign policy of America is aggressive towards Israel. Because those who are reading the Bible, you will know it has to be so. That when you see that, you know that the program of God has gone to another level. Because Ezekiel 38:39-40 tell us that the nations will gather around, or gather in the sense together to attack Israel. We were in Russia 2 weeks ago. And Russia is not a Christian country. And America is a devil country. America is, God told me, America is a spiritual terrorist. The ISIS and Boko Haram are physical terrorists. But America and Britain and all the Western nations, they are spiritual and moral
terrorists.
A terrorist is someone who oppresses other people, is it not so? And America is even worse because they are oppressing you in your mind, in your spirit. So that is telling you that the world has become evil. And it will become more and more evil.
Amen.
So, what should be your response and my response? When you see this kind of thing, what should you do? Well, I can answer you. I can tell you what I am doing. I'm going back to the drawing board. Because I know the game has changed. The Bible says if you are wrong with the horsemen and they wearied you. Eh? Sorry, with the footmen. What's the scripture now? He said if you are wrong with the footmen and they wearied you. What are you going to do with the horses? So footman is a little one. Horses are dealing with the spirit, the spiritual principalities and the powers. And this spirit, they have a target where they are operating, and that is what we want to look at this morning. What is the target of the devil? Because last night we were told that this is a war conference. You know what the man said? The man said it is a war conference. Where it's going to be a conference of battle, spiritual battle, spiritual warfare. And that's the best place to be because the Bible says we are soldiers. And no man that warrant entangles himself with the affairs, that he may you might acquit yourself, you might give a good report of yourself as a soldier. How can you fight when you don't know your enemy? How can you fight when you don't know how your enemy is fighting? How can you fight when you don't know the strength of your enemy? A few days ago, they said they have arrested the food suppliers of Boko Haram. Oh, someone said that is not important. That is the most important thing they have done. Because if they arrest those who bring food to them, they begin to cut down their strength. So, do you know the food suppliers of the devil in your life? Who brings food to the devil that are fighting you? Who supplies them with energy? How can you overcome the devil when every day he becomes stronger? If you are going to fight the devil, you must know his strength and how he gets life. So we are going to be looking at that quickly. Now the first scripture I want to read, if you can put it up on the board, is Revelation 7. Revelation 7. This is just an introduction. Revelation 7. Revelation 7 gives us the setting of what we want to talk about. He says that there are four corners of the earth. There are four corners of the earth. So The soul is the earth. Are we agreed? Okay, so when the Bible talks about the four corners of the earth, he's speaking about you. And within you and me, there are devils. Did I abuse anybody? If I abuse you, please forgive me. No, I'm your brother. Please forgive me. Will you forgive me for abusing you? Okay, good. Now, how can you fight with someone who is living inside you? Eh? I don't have time. I would have read for you Psalm 120. It says, you might say, I have long dwelt in a land of those who hate iniquity, of those that love iniquity. So, there are four corners of this earth. There are four corners, and you have the mind, you have the emotion, you have the desire, and you have the will. These are the four corners. And he said that there was an angel. We saw one angel standing there. And so if you look very well, you see another angel standing there. If you look well, you see another one at the end of the last place. If you look well, you see another one there. Amen. So God is telling us something. There is an angel standing at that corner. So if you do very well, you see an angel standing here. What are you looking at? What are these things called? They are called thrones. They are called altars. Where are those altars? Where are they? Where are the altars? The altars are in the soul. Amen. Okay, you want to move this? Because it might fall down very soon. Amen. Brethren, this is where church should be. The devil wants you to talk about every other thing, but to talk about where his strength is. Amen. So that scripture says that there were four angels standing at the four corners of the earth. What are those angels there for? Who can tell us what they are there for? According to this scripture, what are the angels there for? Just tell us, what are the angels there for? Who can tell us? Somebody should tell us. You don't know what the angels are there for. They're for what? Watching. They're not watching though. Write the scripture. Put the scripture. They are there for destruction. That the wind should not what?
Blow.
Amen.
Amen.
So there is a destruction coming to the mind. There is a wind of destruction coming to the emotions. And we see gay marriage. It's a wind blowing through the world. Do you know it's a wind blowing? Yes. Huh? Do you know it's a wind blowing? It's blowing all over the world. Where is that wind blowing? It's blowing in the emotions. It's a wind of sexuality. Sexual looseness. Sexual perversion. Sexual uncleanness. The Bible says it is increasing. If you don't do something about it, the wind will blow you. Amen.
Amen.
So if you want to be a soldier, then you must prepare to overcome this wind. You won't say, oh, I'm married. Whether you're married or you're, that wind doesn't hear English grammar. It will blow you if you're not prepared. If your foundation is not strong, it will blow you. Amen.
Amen.
Those winds are also at the wheel. So you see the will of man. Rebellion rises. Alright? You see them in the desires. Lust. Abnormal. All kinds of things are beginning to come from. And of course, we are coming to the big one. The big one is the mind. The mind is the headquarters of the soul. So let's put HQ. You know, Buhari said, move the headquarters to where? Amen. He is prophesying to you that the devil has moved the headquarters to your mind. How many people know that the devil is moving his headquarters to your mind? If you know, you can raise your hand. I say, I rebuke it in Jesus' name. It doesn't stop there. Because when you rebuke the devil, yes, what did you say again? He will say, what did you say? Amen.
Amen.
Because the devil has been in your mind even before you knew it. But when you start rebuking him, he'll wake up. He says, my territory is being challenged. We are here not just to challenge, we are here to uproot that
way.
Amen. We want to uproot that headquarters. The word yesterday said that there was a siege where? At the gate. Do you remember the word? The lepers went to the gate. And the brother said, the gate is the mind. You know, there's a scripture that says, I, wisdom, stand where? Where is wisdom? Wisdom is at the gate of your mind. It's knocking. It's knocking. Have you opened the door? Amen.
Amen.
If you lose the battle at the gate, the city will be overrun. You are as strong as your gate. And the devil has moved the battle to the gate. In fact, the Bible says, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not possess it.
Amen.
The church God is building today is that church that will possess the gates of the soul. I want to announce to you that your soul has gates. Everybody say, my soul has gates. When the Bible tells you, lift up your heads, O ye gates. Lift up your heads, O ye everlasting doors. That the King of Glory will come. But you can decide to close the gate. The decision is yours. then you will get the consequence.
Amen.
Amen. These gates are ancient gates. The devil has been running with these gates for a long time. And he has had victory over these gates. But God is raising a generation, a new generation in the land that will take the battle where?
Amen.
Amen. Do you want to be among those who are taking the battle to the gate? The Bible says that a mighty man, how you know a mighty man is that his quiver will be full of sun. And they will discover and discuss with the devil where? Amen. If you are a son of God, then you must be fighting for the gate. You must be fighting for the gate. In Nehemiah, what did he say? So and so built the sheep gate. Is it not so? So and so built the other gate. Amen. When God restores Zion, he will first of all restore the gates of Zion. Amen. Say, for the Lord lost what? The gates of Zion. More than what? The dwellings of prosperity, of healings. Amen. The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. He said, glorious things are spoken of thee. Amen. If you want God to be interested in you, start talking about the gates. If you want to bring in the Spirit, start talking about the gate. Heaven will wake up automatically. That is how to switch heaven on. Amen. Talk about the gate. Begin to contend about the gate. Amen. So the Bible says that you have these four realms of the soul. And this soul has, there are thrones. But let me give you the scripture. Revelation 20. Let's look at it. You will see the thrones. The thrones are there in Revelation 4. Say there are 24 elders dwelling on the thrones. But that one is a more difficult scripture, so I won't go there. So it will need a lot of explanation. Let's go to the simpler one. 20. Now, the technology, this is where God should deliver us, brother. You should deliver us. Okay, go, next verse. Verse 2. He said, and I saw thrones. And they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the what? Souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Christ. Amen. So when you talk about soul, you are talking about thrones, altars. You know that there's only one thing that can destroy Ibe, and it is who is going to be the chief. Chief Tansi Tonzo, in the natural, is a Tonzo for throne. Right now, they're fighting somewhere in the west. He said, who's going to be the Oni of Ife? And men who went to school are fighting. Because when you talk about the throne, it is everything. And may I announce to you that there are thrones in your soul.
Amen.
What is the valley of the throne in your soul? The Bible says, if a man gains the whole world and loses the authority over the throne of the soul, that's what it means. You have lost everything. That's how important it is. So whatever I can gain in the world cannot be measured with the value of your soul. Amen. The Bible says we must possess our possessions. We must possess our souls. My possession is that Christ will be the one sitting and ruling. Amen. That my soul will be the third heaven of God. Well, we can't go there today, but that's what God is offering you and me. God said, I will make you my third heaven. Okay, that English, you and I can't understand it. Amen. God says, I will make you my third heaven. Jesus said, pray as it is in heaven. Let it be so. Where? Hey, it's not the earth. Let it be so on this earth. Amen.
Amen.
That is an English language that requires war.
Amen.
How can I make my soul a realm of heaven? A pure realm of heaven. And that is what baptism does for you. Many of us have not understood what baptism is. You think baptism is just to get water, enter the water and come out? Or to receive the Holy Ghost in your spirit? Baptism is a commitment of the soul, of the inner man, to become the third heaven of God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is a contract.
You
say, today, I make a public declaration that my soul will be the kingdom of God. My soul will be joined among the territories that have been conquered by God. Amen. That's what baptism is about. Many of us have not yet come to baptism. We need to be rebaptized. Amen. Just that many of us even need to come to that brazen altar and be born again. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not to talk of coming into the holy place properly. If we have time, we will get there. But this morning, we are looking at the foundation. And the foundation is the gate. Now, this soul, I don't know how I'll draw it. This soul is in a body. And then this soul also has a spirit. So you have the body. I have the spirit.
And you only have spirit.
Now, the body and the spirit are given to your soul to minister to the soul. God is saying to us, we must take control of our bodies. For a long time, the body has ruled over the soul, and that dispensation has come to an end.
Amen.
There is a new man coming forward. I want you to understand there is a new man that is coming
forward.
Who is understanding who he is? Okay, scripture. I'll give you the scripture. When Jesus was 11 years old, he was very quiet at home. But when he became 12 years, what did he say then? Because they say, come. I said, I must be about my father's business. Have you told the devil that? David said to my soul, why art thou disquieted? Amen. The people are rising who are beginning to take authority. If God gave you the body to support the soul, then your soul has power to heal the body. Do you hear what I said? When there is disease in the body, the soul will bring life to the body. That is called resurrection. Amen. Every man will resurrect his body. That is the order of resurrection. First, the spirit. Second, and now going on, the soul. Very soon, the body is going to be resurrected. Someone spoke to Jesus and he said, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. The woman, who is the church, of which the end time church is the most guilty. He said, we know that the resurrection will be in 2017. Resurrection is not a date. It is not a date. It is a nature, a life. You can enter today, this night. You can enter today. Because it is a person. Hallelujah. If you become one with Christ, resurrection comes to you and begins to work. And the Bible says that he that is joined unto the Lord is what? We know the scripture, but we need to experience that scripture. When you are one with Christ, Christ will become everything. Hallelujah. The law of your soul will become the law of Christ. And the law of my body will become the law of Christ. Because the body can function by the natural law or by the spiritual law. Amen. So let's go back. We're looking at the soul, and then a body, and then the spirit. Now, the soul, as you can see, can operate in two different dimensions. This is the physical world. So you have the laws of physics, of chemistry, of biology, of all the laws. You have another world, which is the law of the spirit, the spiritual world. I have spiritual laws. And there are two main laws working in the spirit. The law of life in Christ Jesus. And the law of darkness. Each one of them is an energy. And power. And dominion and frequency. Amen. If you watch Nollywood film, they are flying. Do they fly in Nollywood film? Devil lands. Devil goes away. They are telling you what you should be doing. Amen. They are telling you, and many of us are afraid. He was talking about the sorcery. Because our foundations are not strong. But not anymore. Because God is raising a new man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A new man in Zion that will possess his possession. And there is a principle by God by which God works. I want you to understand. God is not going to take away Boko Haram. He's not going to take away the witches and witchcraft. When Esther went to God, they want to kill my people tomorrow. God said, no problem, I'm going to help you. I will make a law that you can defend yourself. God is not going to abolish the law of darkness, but he will open the door so that you, if you want, can receive life and overcome darkness. Amen. Who is ready to fight? If you want to fight, that means you have to take life and overcome the darkness. And the darkness is becoming darker. He says, behold, the darkness shall do what? Shall cover the earth. And gross darkness, the people. Who is people? Look at these people. It's the mind. Darkness has overtaken the mind. And they're going to attack you. They're coming after you. The only way to make you run into the ark is to make darkness pursue you into the ark. Amen. The darkness is to pursue you into the ark. Boko Haram is to make you climb higher in God. Amen.
Amen.
Bible says when you see Jerusalem surrounded, lift up your head. Lift up your hands. For your redemption draweth nigh.
Amen.
My redemption is very, very close. And my redemption is for me to possess my possession. Hallelujah. So there are two laws. There is the spiritual world and there is the natural world. And each one of them is seeking to influence the soul. Jesus asked them a question, said, who do you say that I am? But this morning, we are being asked a question. Who do you say you are? Two people want to marry you. Two people want to marry the soul. The body or the spirit? Who would you marry? That's the question you must answer. And for your information, you're already answering it. You have already answered. But you have a chance to change your... This marriage, there can be divorce in this marriage. This is one marriage in which God permits divorce. Amen.
Amen.
And you do that by killing the husband. This one you can kill the husband, and then the woman will be free. If you want to be free, say praise the Lord. I want to be free from the law of sin. Amen. Because Paul said, the things I do, I don't want to do them. The ones I don't do, the ones I want to do, I cannot do them. Therefore, I find what? Another law that has taken over the government of my soul. I'm making me to go against the law of God that I want. Because I testify that in my heart I subscribe and agree with the law of God. Amen. He said, thanks be to God. Brother, you need to thank God. Amen. He said, thanks be to God. Amen.
Amen.
That through Christ we can be free. Amen. He said, there is now no more condemnation to those who are what? In Christ. Amen. Our entrance to life is through Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So we have to determine, are we going to be married to Christ? If we are going to do that, then we must kill the husband, the old husband. We must do away with the former government of that. Amen. Now we have to move one step further. Now the question is, how does the soul relate with the body and relate with the spirit? How? Alright, so let's go to the Bible now. So open your Bible and look, because I want you to see it from the Bible. Psalm 16. We are looking at the journeys of the soul. We are looking at the journey of the soul. In the Bible, Paul calls the soul the inner man. Actually, technically, when you speak of the inner man, you speak of the soul and the spirit. And then the outer man is the body. Amen. Today, we want to awaken the inner man. The first sign of the resurrection of the soul is when you realize that your soul is more important than your body. That is the first sign that you are arising. That is the first sign that you are coming back to life. It's the first sign that you are about to claim your possession. Paul said, I put my body where? Under. Who is the I? The inward man. I put my body under, but we'll come there later. But let's answer that question: how does the soul relate to the world, to the outside world? How does the soul relate to the spiritual war. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Last verse. Go to last verse of Psalm 16. No, go to the next verse, verse 10. So, I want you to read. It says, "For thou will not leave my soul." Where? Neither will thou suffer thy holy one to see corruption. Now this, where else do you see this scripture? Yeah, you don't know. This was what, when they were harassing Peter. This was where he went to get his authority. So in Acts chapter 2, verse 29, Peter began to quote this scripture. And when he was speaking about it, he was speaking about the resurrection of the soul, or the resurrection of the Christ. So 2 Peter, Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. I think it's 29. Go to 29. Is it possible to show all the scriptures? Huh? Good. Show us all the scriptures. Bring this up. To save us time, because we're wasting time. No. This show, we have to change the show. It's wasting time. I want all the scriptures so you can scroll. It goes in a different format. Use another one. Go to use PC power. Where is that one? Power study or power Bible. You don't have power Bible. Okay, good. All right, this. Go to that one. Show us all the scripture because we don't have time. The man knows more than you. Don't be going too far. Just tell him what to do. He will. Acts chapter 2. Amen. This is the resurrection. Yes. Don't you understand? Amen. Our children have been too back. Now they're coming in front.
Amen.
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 Yeah, this one has gone off. Okay, so. Scroll it. Just scroll down.
Yes.
Go to 29. It's okay. Let's go on. It's King James. 29. Come down. All right. Speaking James here. No. Very good. Just scroll down quickly. It's okay. Go to 31. Okay, good. Okay. Go to verse 30 and let's read from there. 30, come down. Yes. You can say, therefore, being a prophet and knowing that God has sworn with an oath that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he will raise up Christ to sit upon which throne? Upon the throne. Good. Verse 31, he spake of what? The resurrection of what? Of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither did his flesh. So what you say that the soul will not be left in hell means under the dominion and control of the spirit and all the workings of hell. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said, this Jesus has God raised us, whereof we all are
raised.
Brethren, let me introduce myself. I am among those who believe in the resurrection of the soul. And my life ambition is for my soul to be resurrected in Christ. Amen. Nothing to add, nothing to remove. Amen. We're not going to move from that position. Amen. They told Martin Luther, he said, here I stand. I can do no further. Amen. Where do you stand? What is your vision? Where do you stand? Amen.
Amen.
The soul can be left in hell. When a man is born again, what happens is that he begins the journey of returning his soul back to the garden of God. That is what the whole Christian work is all about. The restoration of the soul from death in hell, under the dominion of hell, bringing it under a new government of Christ and of life. And the Bible said that when there is the dominion of hell, there will be corruption. Thou will not leave my soul in hell, neither will thou allow thy holy one, speaking of the soul, to suffer corruption. Corruption means decay and death, dryness in the things of God. A leper is someone who cannot, he says, you not allow a leper to come into the presence of God. As a medical doctor, I can tell you, a leper is a situation where the flesh is out of control. It grows anyhow. Excess flesh. So, in the spirit, a leper is someone who is ruled and covered over by the flesh. The soul that is ruled by the flesh, it cannot come into the city of God. It can only dwell outside. Amen. And many of us are struggling to come into the city. And we find we cannot come into the city because the flesh has covered us completely. When the Bible talks about flesh, there is a meaning in the mind of God. Flesh means something that is not covered over. That's flesh. You see my body? There is skin. If you remove the skin, the covering of the skin, you will see the raw what?
Flesh.
Let's go to your soul. Your soul and my soul has one covering. There is one covering, one husband approved of God, and it is Christ. When the spirit of Christ is not covering my emotions and my desire, then anything my soul does is in the flesh. Amen. And the Bible says, they that are of Christ have crucified the flesh. Any man preaching that we cannot overcome the flesh is a ministry anointed by hell. Hallelujah. I don't want to digress. But you see, the soul wears clothes. The dress on your body is the dress the soul has decided to put on. The physical dress you are wearing is a reflection of the state of the soul. And today people are driving. Should I wear trousers? Should I wear trousers? Should I just? Oh my God. It is because the soul is already wearing the trousers. We have not seen the manifestation yet. But when you go to University of Ibadan, far from the day, then the trouser will come out. When did she start or he start wearing the trouser? A long time ago. Okay, we have our people say praise the Lord. You know my people that they know me, they know we know ourselves. We know ourselves. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It all goes down to the inner man. The inner man must be clothed. Either with darkness or with light. But we are coming there yet. I'm just jumping ahead to just bring some things. So we are speaking about this inner man. The personality of the inner man. And the calling of God for the inner man. And the plan of God for you. I will speak to it. I will say it is a very good plan. I am excited about it. Are you excited about this plan? Amen. Amen.
Amen.
That my dispensation is about to change. There is something new that's about to happen. And I thank God that I'm alive today to see it. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There is a new thing happening in the world. There is death. There is corruption all over the world. The governments of the world are getting corrupted. They have become terrorists. God says the governments of the world are terrorists. They are changing the law of God without God's permission. Because then they say they will change times and seasons and laws. Amen.
Amen.
But we are of those people who are enforcing that law of God upon our person. Now, if we, the last scripture I want to read, I won't look at it because it will take time. Colossians chapter 1 says that we are translated from the kingdom of light into the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of life. That's a change of kingdom.
So
kingdom means there is a king. If there is a king, there is a throne. And that dominion is in the realms of the soul. Amen.
Amen.
And God says, when we come to him, there's a change in kingdom. We have purchased for us a great door of deliverance.
Amen.
Now, let's look at another scripture. When God sent Paul to the Gentiles, what did he say to him? So go and open the eyes of the Gentiles. So the Gentiles were all blind people. It was a nation of blind people. Everybody in the among the Gentiles were all blind. So which kind of blindness did they have? Are you sure? Yeah, the one talking to you. Are you sure? That they were not physical. Everybody was. They were waiting for Paul. Come now, come and open the eyes. Let us see. The church needs to wake up. And we are waking up. This is morning, brethren. Amen. Morning is breaking. And that man of the sixth day is now coming into his authority. Amen. You know, on the first day, God first created the beast. Then he created the man. And he told the man, have authority. Have dominion. I want to prophesy that that time of the dominion of the sixth man is now here. Amen. Amen. We are in a time when this inner man has been released to have authority. That is the gospel that is being declared in heaven. But let's go back to Paul. So he told Paul, go and open their eyes. Which eye is he speaking about? So show us that scripture. I think it's Acts 20, is it 20, 26? 26, 28 or somewhere. Okay, he has got it. I'm being deliberately slow so that we can carry everybody along. So that if I come next year, I say I won't believe this. Drive me away. Say, this man, go away. You came last. We will not listen to you again because you are now preaching a different gospel. Amen. Do you know you need to do that? There are some people who came and brought something to you. Now they have turned aside. He said, brother, please, can you excuse us? Amen. So, hear very well. If I come back anytime, say, brother, you told us. But it will not happen in Jesus' name. Amen. It will not happen in Jesus' name. All right, where are we now? But rise, stand upon thy feet. For I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness of all that you have seen. Okay, let's go to verse 18. So to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto the power of God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among them that are sanctified by faith. We receive forgiveness of sins and we threw away every other thing, but now we are receiving everything. Amen. Amen. Yes, we have forgiveness of sins, but there is another thing that he's giving to us: the opening of our eyes. Amen. Now, brother, can you touch on this 3788? Me, all this Esau, me, I don't know Esau. It's far Bible, me, I know, because that's faster. Can you open that one up? Uh-huh, all right. No, calm down. 3788, that one, yes, this one, that one. Uh-huh. Click on it, it should open. Click on the number, it should... Okay, we are there. Oh, yeah, scroll down. Uh-huh, calm down. Can you take this up so that they can see? You can't go more than that. See now. People should go and get Power Bible CD. That is Power Bible is where it is. I know if we have gone ahead of us that we are bringing you back one. Just go and get that one, then you can go. You don't have it. Where is it? No, not PC story. Power Bible CD. Don't worry, we'll get it, we'll give it to you. Alright. Now you say the eye. By implication, vision, from the jealous side, this one now, well. can you read from the Android Bible? If you have Android Bible, all these people have your Bibles. On the Android Bible, get that. Let's look at that word. Because I want us to go to the word. Let's see. So you won't say I'm adding anything. See it from the Bible, it's there. Now, where I'm going to is that the only way the body is connected to this world is through your senses. It's through your senses. So the body has five senses. Senses of the eyes, of the ear, of the nose, senses of the mouth, and of touch. That is how my body relates to the world. Now, there is a division of authority which God recognizes. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, says that the devil is what? He is the God of where? He is the God of this world. So who is the God here? The devil. Now what that means is that the devil has perfected the business of controlling vision, sound, your smell, what to eat, and the sense of touching. He has perfected it. If they start beating drum now, you know what will happen in this room? Everybody starts doing it. So I want to, because that's why I'm very slow, because brethren, this is where the power, your power lies, and my power lies. If we're able to understand it, I'm telling you, the devil will put it in hell forever. The strength of the devil in my life is because of his rule over the senses. So they say somebody is, this is the word sense. The word sense, from this word they get something they call sensual. Someone who is sensual. What does it mean to be sensual? It means the soul that is ruled by the senses of the body. And which part of the senses are very powerful? Now in 1 John chapter 2, what did John say? Say, love not the world. Brother, can you bring it up for us? Love not the world. And what else? And the things in the world. And what are these things that are in the world? The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and what? And the pride of life. That scripture is speaking about what I'm telling you this morning. If you are not going to love the world, if you are going to be an overcomer over the world, then you must have authority. You must have dominion over the senses. The lust of the eyes. Let me tell you something about the eyes. The eyes are like a little child. Anything a child sees, what will he do? He will practice it. So the Bible says, be careful what you see. Because what you see, you will become. Anything you see, you will become. Now that is the power of vision. And the devil is using it. I see there are rascals running around in the church. They are motivational speakers. That's why many of you, Brother Isaac, say, well, let me not say many of you, some of us are going somewhere. Because when you go there, they say, see it. Focus on it. Visualize it. Confess it. And you receive it. Grab it. I remember in those days when we were rascals, I used to be a rascal, we say we Joshua it. Joshua is used to claim it. I see the shirt, I say, brother, I Joshua the shirt. Amen. Then we are now using it in the spirit, in the proper way. So let's look at this. What does the Bible say? We are with an open eye, enlightened eye. Doing what? Beholding what? The glory of the Lord. What happens? Into the same image from glory. Amen. What have you seen? When you see a man that has gone forward and gone back, he hasn't seen anything. Because there is a vision you see that changes your life. Yes. Paul said, Lord, I will not be disobedient to what? To the heavenly vision. Have you seen the heavenly vision? So of course the vision we have seen is that I'll go out and form another church. Bro, they're planning, you know, so let me just say here, by 2017 I'm going to start my Igbe Life Fellowship. That's the vision they're seeing. Because then I will be a big man. But there is a new vision, I want to tell you. It is a vision of Christ, of a new man. Hallelujah. When you see Christ, you can only have one experience. You find it in Revelation chapter 1. Any man who sees Christ is leveled. He's slain. Hallelujah. So I saw him and he was slain. May God give us a new vision of Christ. You know, the vision many of us saw is the vision of an end time movement. No pastor. You go to church anytime you want. You stay at home anytime you want. You are free in Christ. Amen. That's not the heavenly vision. There is a new vision. And when you see it, you become changed. So Paul began to pray that he might open what? The eyes of their understanding. That is the prayer we are praying today. That God will open the eyes of this inner man. This inner man has been blind for too long. The night is now far spent. And the day is about to break. And the man said, and we are not yet saved. That means there is an emergency. Don't you understand? The summer has come and gone. And now the winter is coming too. The man says, no. Lord, deliver us. Amen.
Amen.
God is opening the inner eye. God is bringing an enlightenment to this inward man. Amen. How about the ears? The ability to hear. You know, sound, it's the thing that has taken the young people. Sound and music. The direction of that music is for the inward man, don't you understand? The direction of that music is for emotion, pleasure. It's for pleasure. For happiness. And joy. Amen.
Amen.
But I tell you, Jeremiah said, I found the word of God and it was like honey to my soul. Amen.
Amen.
So the thing is, you want pleasure in your soul, and the devil tells you the only way to get it is by music. The way you get it is by watching films. And that is the power of pornography. What you see. What you hear. Amen.
Amen.
But there is somewhere else. Where you have something sweeter than that.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it's in Christ.
I'm born in Christ.
So I want to go to the next part of the message. And so we see that the soul has the ability to relate with the body. And all these senses that you have, you also have it in relation to the spirit.
Amen.
And the major opening into the soul is through the mind. But let's read some scriptures. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 3. Where Paul was praying that you might be strengthened with power in the inward man. I think it's 3, chapter 3. Come to verse 10, I think. Come to verse 12, I think. Calm down, calm down. I think it's 16. Oh, I'm missing it. Okay, verse 16. 3:16. Okay, Paul was praying that he will grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man.
Right.
So we're speaking about the inner man. There is a lot to say, but let's look at the next scripture. Psalm 106, verse 14 and 15. 106, 14 and 15. Okay, 14 and 15. He said, but they lusted exceedingly in the wilderness and tempted God in the desert. The desert is this world, I hope you know. The wilderness is this world, I hope you know. Okay? That's 15. And we pray, God doesn't answer that prayer. He said, but God gave them their request. And the brother was saying last night, when you disturb God so much, it's okay, you can have it. But look at what happens. But he sent what? Leanness. Where? Into their soul. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so Paul is praying that you be strengthened. The man in the Psalms is saying that there is a condition in which your soul will be lean. And this is what God has told me. Many of us, majority of the people of God, are very lean in their soul. The power within our soul is so low that the devil oppresses us. Most of the sicknesses we have in the church is because the power level within our soul is so low. The church is in the outer court. The church is in the outer court. The darkness is overpowering the light. There's light in you, alright, but what amount of light do you have? And brethren, the darkness is increasing. Don't you understand? If the light in you is not increasing, but the darkness around you is increasing, then the little light is about to be quenched. So you have sicknesses, diseases, cancers, hypertension, every manner of, because these are spirits. These spirits are running all over. If you look at Revelation chapter 9, it says there are locusts. There are spirits that are coming from hell. It says they will darken the sun. Huh? If the sun is darkened, there will be darkness over the world. Amen. God put the sun and the moon to give light. If you are spirit is not connected to the Spirit of God, then there will not be any light in your soul. Don't you understand? Because the Bible says that the spirit of man is the bulb. Amen. Your spirit is the candle, is the bulb. Huh? This is the candle. Or the lamp. Amen.
Amen.
It ought to be joined to the Spirit of God. This is the Spirit of God, which is joined to Christ, and this is joined to the Father. Amen.
Amen.
So there should be a flow of energy from Christ through the Spirit of God, through your spirit, to radiate to the different quarters of your soul. Amen. And if this power is here, then it will begin to flow and filter into your body.
Amen.
You can see the connection. If you switch off this connection at the source, this light goes off. Brethren, we need to awake.
Amen.
Amen. We need to connect to the source. And that connection is from your spirit to the Spirit of God. Amen.
Amen.
So the Spirit of God comes into your spirit when you are baptized in the Holy Ghost. But after that, many of us switched off. And I believe we need to switch it back on. Let that energy come back again. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We need to bring back that energy of God back. Amen.
Amen.
Because the soul can be lean, weak, in quite shock. Amen.
Amen.
Water, 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 but not to drink. Amen. May the Lord quicken his people. Amen.
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 All right, two scriptures and then we'll close. I see. I'm getting tired. Psalm 138. Psalm 138, verse 3. We are speaking about the inner man. The resurrection of the inner man. The strengthening of the inner man. Amen.
Amen.
He said, in the day when I cried, will you cry today? What did you say? Thou answered me. And did what? And strengthened me. What? With strength. Where? In my soul. Amen.
Amen.
God can strengthen us. That you are strong in the spirit. Amen.
Amen.
When the devil comes to you and he sees power radiates. Do you know that? Do you know that power radiates? Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see the sun very, very far. You are feeling the heat. Now we are beginning to, because the sun is rising. May the Son of Righteousness arise within our soul. Amen.
Amen.
So thank God for this Son. Because it is the greatest preacher. Brethren, when the sun begins to arise, when the power of God begins to arise within our soul, all the iniquity, all the spirits that have been hiding, they will all be dispelled. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right, one more. Okay, Luke verse 1:18. Luke chapter 1:18. 1:18. Now we're looking at example of Jesus. Because he is our perfect reference point. And the child did what? Grew. Amen. That is his body. You understand? In his body, he is grew. But I like that word. So he did what? He waxed strong. Where?
Spirit.
Are you waxing strong in spirit? Or are you lean in your soul? There are some Christians, when you come to them, you know that, hey, there's nothing there. And that's why the church cannot stand. There are many churches, but nothing. How does strength come to you? By the word. The word of God is what? Quick and powerful. Amen.
Amen.
That's why you need the ministry of the word. The true ministry of the word. There is a ministry of the word that is empty. It is hot air. The Bible says, they bring one great swelling empty words. Amen. He said he will make bright clouds that will bring rain. Amen. They bring life. You need to pray that God will bring, in fact, those clouds should be permanent. Amen. That it will rain every day in your life. Amen. You will have life. You have, your soul will be watered like a garden. Amen. That is, it's a habit we all must learn. Amen.
Amen.
Make sure no day ends without you receiving life. Amen.
Amen.
How do you receive life? The entrance of your word. What does it do?
It brings life.
Amen. So make time. Go and get life. Yet, and when you do that, you strengthen the inner man. And the Spirit of God in you will quicken your mortal body. The countries of this world who received the power of God became prosperous. Germany. They translated the Bible, they printed the Bible, God blessed them. England, they translated the Bible, printed it, sent missionaries to Ibe, God blessed them. Amen. America, they started doing the same. And now we are doing the same. Amen. Don't you understand? Amen.
Amen.
You don't need to run after it. To run, say it will run after you, but I take you and bless you. Amen. The blessing is not money. Amen. Say having food and raiment. What happens? It is a blessing to be content. Don't you understand? Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there is a life that we must specialize to get now.
Amen.
Amen. You must make sure you establish a routine of getting life every day from God. You must open your senses, your heart to heaven. Because the Bible said there is milk and honey there. Amen. Don't you understand? In the realms of God, there is milk and honey. That's what you find in the promised land.
Amen.
So you must desire it. And you say you will find it when you desire for it more than silver and gold. We don't have it because we have not desired it the way we should desire. Is it the most important thing in your life? So you will find me when you do what? You seek me with what? Your whole heart. Amen. Okay. Isaac, don't be looking at me because he's looking at me, telling me to stop. And then, Luke chapter 2, that's the last verse. That's the last, don't worry about it, that's the last. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's why I'm warning him ahead of time. He should be looking at me. Now, verse 40.
He said,
what does he say? This is another good one. Say, and the child, what? Grew. And what? Waxed strong
in spirit.
What? Filled with wisdom. And what? The grace of God was upon him. Brethren, this can be our part. So the path of the righteous is like what? A shining light. The grace of God envelops you. You don't need to say, wake up, oh God, give me your grace. Give us your grace. Give me your grace. Oh no. Amen. Just connect to the source. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Connect to the source and the heaven will. That's what happened to Adam. Through the senses of his mind, Adam opened up. So, let me show you something. The front door to the soul is from the spirit. This is the front door. And this is the back door. So you can bring pleasure through the back door, but that opening is very small. There is a highway in your mind. Hallelujah. Amen. Say, swing wide, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory will come in. Amen. The Bible said that Jesus opened their understanding. And they understood the scriptures. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is inviting us to a mighty feast. You know, Adam was eating and he was feasting. Do you know that Adam climbed down from heaven? Eve was deceived. But Adam climbed down. But now I am climbing back. So angels are ascending. Amen.
Amen.
Are you among those who are ascending?
Amen.
Eve was deceived.
Amen.
The first church was deceived. But the second one is climbing back. May God bless our response. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That there will be a people rising. God said the sons of God are those that are able to rule their spirit. We'll stop here.
Amen.
Amen. But brethren, God is bringing up much encouragement. Though the outward man perish, the inward man is resurrected. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Don't let things around you disturb this inward man. Amen. So we are shutting down. God says, shut down the outward man. Close all the back doors. Shut it down. And open the front door. And heaven is going to
point.
That Garden of Eden will be watered again. That river that was coming from God will start flowing.
Amen.
God poured himself into Adam. Let's open all the doors. And heaven will flow in. And as it goes, hell will be destroyed. All the things the devil has done and planted within us, the light of God, say the light shines in darkness, and the darkness cannot. Blessed be God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.